Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. Abigail Smith has already made a mark on the Canadian and world judo stage, and she's not done yet. The grade 11 student of Liverpool Regional High School will be competing against judokas from other countries yet again as she prepares for a tour of Europe with Team Canada in March. Smith will be traveling to Spain, Portugal, and Croatia for European Cup tournaments and training camps as part of the European Judo Tour.
So I've traveled with Team Canada one time last year, which was for an event in Germany, and like I was so excited for it. And now I'm going, I got selected to be on a tour, which is an even bigger deal. And I didn't think that would happen for me this year at all. Like my main focus was, oh, I need to win nationals, but like now I'm going to three different countries in Europe for spending a month away in Europe. Like it's crazy to me. I didn't think it was going to happen this year. It's really exciting.
She said she's looking forward to the more intense competition of the European tournaments.
The training is really, like, for me, it's, like, the most important thing, getting to train with different bodies. Like, being in Canada, you know everyone that you're training with, and you're not getting familiar with different fighting styles, but getting to go outside of Canada and train with these, have these camps, like, fighting round after round with people from all different countries all over the world, it's the experience, you're getting so much experience from it, which is going to make my judo, like, way better, and I'll see big, big differences. Tournaments in Europe are a lot different than tournaments in Canada. There's a lot more aggression. There's a lot more people who want to win. So I'm getting so much experience.
Two of the tournaments are in the older U21 or junior age division, while the third is in her usual U18 or cadet class. But Smith is no stranger to punching above her age. In November, she won a bronze medal in the older division at the Quebec Open and followed that up with another bronze in the same age class at the Pan American Canada Cup. And she snagged two gold medals at the same meets in her usual division. The 17-year-old Brooklyn resident is ranked in the top 10 in her age division in Canada. Smith says juggling the travel, training, and tournaments with school and a social life are worth it. They're all part of building toward her ultimate goal, which is to compete at the World Judo Championships and at the Olympics.
Because judo is my life. Like, the thing I love the most is judo and everything that comes along with it. So, like, for me, doing all those things, like sacrificing time with my friends, like, I want to go to the Olympics, I want to be world champion, I want all these things, and I know that the goals I want and that I've dedicated so much time to, they're not going to come true unless I keep with it. So I keep with it. And my friends, everyone in my life is so supportive. They're like, no, like, go train, we'll make time later. Like, they're always, they know I need to train. My family, my friends, the community, everyone's so on board with everything I do. It makes it 10 times easier.
Smith trains with Nova United Martial Arts in Halifax 4 days a week. She says she takes notes at every competition and training camp she attends, and she works with her coach Jason Scott on how to improve. For the next couple of months, she'll be focused on getting ready for the European Tour in March and a February meet in Denmark where she also competed last year.
I want to win, of course, but this is my first European Tour. I don't think my biggest goal is to win. I think my biggest goal is to, like, go out there and fight, be able to fight, do my best, show the European Tour that, like, me, show them me. I want to learn so much. Like, you'll never know everything about judo. There's so much more to learn. So each time I'm going away, like, I'm learning so much.
After she returns from Europe, she'll be getting ready for the National Judo Championships in Calgary in May, and if she wins there, she'll be on Team Canada for the World Championships in Bulgaria in August. But she doesn't want to think too far ahead. She's just hoping to do her best wherever she goes.
And I hope that everything goes well so I can bring back good results for everyone who's been supporting me.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.